The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of February, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, welcome to the fold. Yeah, Samsung had their lovely little event yesterday. And of course, other than their Galaxy phones that were unveiled, all the talk was about, of course, the foldable phone. So what's the official name of the foldable phone? The Galaxy Fold. Yeah, how original. Yes, the new foldable phone, we have to say, yeah, is pretty cool. It's a little thick, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, the new foldable phone is using a 7.3-inch Infinity Flex display. Thing's got a crap load of RAM on board, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and has a storage capacity of 512. Basically, it's like looking at a phone and then all of a sudden unfolding it. Hey, look, it's a tablet. Now, granted, the front screen a little bit small. Before you unfold it, of course. It's actually only a 4.6-inch screen. Yeah, and it's small. You really get the full feature of the phone when it's completely unfolded. Now, also unveiled yesterday was their new AirBuds. And if you get this phone, you're gonna get those free with it. And looking at the price, you should. The Galaxy Fold will be coming out on April 26th and the starting price will be $1,980. Yeah, those expensive iPhones don't look so expensive anymore, do they? Microsoft's just released a new Office app for all Windows 10 users. And since we're talking about money, it's like, oh, fine and dandy. How much is this going to cost? It ain't going to cost nothing. Yeah, believe it or not, this is free. Now, this was actually announced way back in December of last year. This new app will actually allow users to quickly access their documents, Office apps, and other services. Now, if you don't have access to it today, it's one of these things. It's going to gradually roll out. And it seems to be prioritized for the people with the My Office app installed on your PC. Basically, what will happen, that will automatically update to the new Office app soon. Microsoft says the app will also work, of course, with the Office 365 subscription, Office 2019 if you bought that, and even Office 2016. Hey, you got one of those Nest Secure systems from Google? You might want to talk a little quieter. Yeah, Google says that, oh yeah, we forgot, there's a microphone in there. Yes, for almost 2 years, it seems that Google says, we forgot that they put a microphone inside the Nest Secure system. Now, if you don't remember what the Nest Secure system is, it's a little gadgety thing. It's like a little hub with a keypad on top of that, and it communicates with other sensors in the secure system. But Google forgot to mention about that little microphone. Now, of course, they're acknowledging it because, well, it was found out. And their statement is, they never intended it for it to be a secret. They just forgot. Really? Continuing their exact quote, they said, it should have been listed in the tech specs. It was an error on our part. Google also went on to say that the Nest Guard's microphone has never been turned on, and that users must first enable it before talking to it. Going on to say that it was actually in there for the anticipation of future security updates. Yeah. Yeah, I smell it too. Some more bullshitting tech. And finally, well, if you're one of those people out there that are entirely sick and tired of emojis, don't move to Australia. Because now when you're stuck in traffic, you get to see those little suckers facing you. Yes, you are hearing me correctly. Drivers in the state of Queensland and Australia, they're going to be able to personalize their license plates with emojis. Now, they said this is actually no different than from what they've offered in the past. Apparently, you've been able to support your favorite team, sports team, you know, those kind of things, and put it on your license plate. This is the same, except it's just emojis now. They are saying, though, the drivers won't be able just to use emojis. Duh. They'll actually have to choose one and one only emoji out of 5 options. You got a face with tears of joy, you got the sunglasses emoji, the wrinkling emoji, the smiling emoji, and the hard eyes emoji. Well, of course. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that is our website, of course. It's still there. It's all up for you, our podcast. Get subscribed to them right now. Of course, you can find our podcast on iTunes and other podcast platforms as well. Find us on Twitter, too, and give us a follow at British Tech Network. And find our Slack room with our BTN community. That is where you really need to be because that is where the fun is. Join our community now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday. Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, think about it. We're only one day away, and then we got the weekend. Have a great Thursday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.